Hey there, you wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. We are in the 16th Excel worksheet for personality tests, where we are trying to bridge essentially the human personality type according to mainstream psychology and try to bridge it with astrological perspectives, natal, navamsha, and so on and so forth. It's a sophisticated study, but even if you're not least bit interested in astrology, for example, you could still use this to get your psychological profile. Excel worksheets are in the description box. Download links. You can download and test it for yourself, family, friends, and so on. Let's get into it. This one is called operational style. What is your dominant operational styles? Are you the kind of person who, when presented with an issue or a problem or a task, you look for options, or do you look for procedures? You see what I'm saying? So the procedures person will want the details of the procedure. How do you execute a task, or how do you operate? What's your beginning point? Essentially speaking, operational style is about beginning points of starting a task, starting a project, starting sort of a goal-oriented process in everyday life. Yes? So there are two kinds, basically, options and procedures. Options kind will generally say, okay, what are my options? How do I go about this? Can I do A, B, or C? What is my fallback plan, so to speak? If I can't do this, can I do that? Going in a logical step by step, but always looking for options available to select from, sort of going into a buffet, you see. If you go to a buffet, you've got so many dishes on the table. You will want to pick one, or you might want to have a lot of options before you decide what to eat, right? You might take a pick based on your mood, current mood, and so on. Procedures person, on the other hand, will have a dominance of inclination based on, I have this stuff to do. I have tasks or chores in my house to do, for example. Or I have got this such and such things to get done, reports to get done in my workplace. So what are the procedures I need to do? What steps do I need to take in order to fulfill that task for today, for now, or for any kind of thing? They make excellent planners because they are procedural oriented. A comes before B comes before C, you know, that kind of a thing. They are very logically oriented, but their focus is dominantly on the procedural part of things. Sort of the policy makers, the legislators, the guys who make sit and make rules and charters and so on. Options guy is more like a global person. Procedures guy is more like a local person. I'm tying it up to the previous worksheets, if you have done already some bit of it. Okay, it's like a local and global perspective. Local would be the procedures guy. Options guy would be more global, right? You can even tie it to the neuro-linguistic system of chunk size, little or big. How do you process information? That's what it essentially comes down to. Yes, let's just go through some questions so you'll get an idea. There are, I think, about 30 questions in this, 23 questions. Okay, it's a short list. It is also going to borrow a lot from the other worksheets, which is subconscious patterns, totals here. You might see many worksheets. Don't bother about it for now. We'll come back to this later. Let's see the first question. When starting a project, how do you approach it? Exploring various ways to tackle the project and considering multiple approaches. This is options. Number B is creating a detailed step-by-step plan and following it closely. Procedures. So each one has an options and procedures. You can select one in the answer box, yes, and it will total and tell you what kind of dominant inclination you have. You're more of an options procedure or procedures person. This individual in the test case is more of an options person. 52% is options, 48% is procedures. Okay, so let's go through the description of this first. If you are more of options, you like to have choices in your life. Like I said, it's going to a buffet and seeing what is available on the menu first. You approach it from a menu perspective, menu of choices available. That's the part of us. Each one of us is both, of course. It's just the percentages that change. So options person, advantages is they love to explore many options and provide people with choices. Happy to test and break rules. Disadvantages, may procrastinate and avoid making decisions until forced to do so by circumstances. We're talking external circumstances. They are very good at reinventing the wheel, as in go on making newer and newer options all the time. Something like the software geeks, right? Software industry. They're just concocted the artificial intelligence stuff. So they go on making more and more options, like refining and re-refining an app or an engine, like engineers. If you have a procedures program running in your head, program in this context means your subconscious brain. Essentially, what we are trying to study with personality is what? You are trying to unlock your subconscious brain. How you function innately. What drives you? How do you operate? For a procedures person, you like to have rituals and routines to follow in order to be effective. Kind of these people lose track of stuff if they have too many options. Let's focus on one and get stuff done first. Then let's move on to the next. This is their approach. Of course, it has its advantages. Procedure advantages is very efficient and good with rule-based administration. Will stick to agreed notes, take minutes of meeting in an office, for example. Where are the minutes of meeting? Have you documented this? What specification or standard, international standard, says such and such? The disadvantages is the procedure person may become more important than the procedure may become more important than the job to be done, because they are not looking at options. They are so stuck in the narrow confines of a procedure. If something goes out of procedure, they get lost. At worst, they can become very bureaucratic and blocking. All these so-called people in bureaucracy, you know, making policies, all the time making policies and procedures, like people in government, for example. The lawmakers, the policymakers, they can be very procedure-oriented. Or even legal and judiciary, right? So, coming to the astrological part of it, it's interesting that procedures people will have a dominant Saturn and Mercury playing out in their chart. Very strong Saturn or Mercury, or Saturn in Mercurial houses, for example, Saturn in Gemini or Virgo, or Mercury in Saturn or in Capricorn, for example. They become very procedural oriented. Show me the procedure where it says what I should do, 1 to 10. Options, on the other hand, is Rahu combined with Mars. Rahu, as usual, is happy to test and break rules. That's Rahu 101, yes? North node of the moon. Always wants to break rules. Rahu is the last person to follow any kind of rules. He says, if there is a rule, I want to break it. So is Mars. He'll go about it logically, step by step. It's a very warrior-like combination. Who's always looking for choices, who's always looking for more and more options. I would put it more like Rahu in this case. Okay. So look for the dominance of these two, which will probably dictate you are more of a procedural person or more of always looking for broader options to speak of. It's like going global and going local here. Yes, that's the essential difference between the two types of dominant drives. This is an operational style. Take the test, download links in the description box. If you find something, leave a comment. Take care, be safe.